This is an auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 30th of May, 1962. Its title is TV Demo, Getting Rudiments In, Part 1. This tape is 52 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
This evening, what I'm going to try to do is just get in some rudiments. I show you it can be done. Get in some beginning roods, get the having this command, run that for a few commands, and then run end roods. And I'm just going to do this on the instructors and give you an idea of this particular type of session. I want you to notice the instant read characteristic of the meter and where the meter reads. Those who maintain that they have gotten the roods in on the PC and then have somehow or another mysteriously they have gone out since the end of the session, simply didn't have the roots in. That is, it's as easy as that. All right, let us take the first candidate we have on this. Okay, a little closer, pick up the cans, would you?
Right.
Okay, now what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to rapidly go down the rudiments, get them in, try a little havingness, and get them in. You had a lot to do with this setup and so forth. You've never been audited.
I've never been in this chair.
That's right. All right. See where we sit here on the meter. All right, you're reading about 2.5 on the meter here, which is fine. All right. Is it all right with you if I start this session now?
Sure.
All right, here it is. Start of session. Has the session started for you?
Yeah.
Sure?
Sure.
Very good. What goals would you like to set for this very short session?
Well, that to get the rudiments in.
All right. Any other goal?
No, I think that'll do
well. All right, any goal you'd like to set for life or livingness?
Yes, to be more able as a result of this session.
Be more able. Good. Any other goal?
No, I think that'll do for
all right, very good. Okay, look around here and tell me if you can have anything.
Yeah.
There's a little kick on that. Now, we're going to take up having this in the body of this session,
mm-hmm.
And we're not particularly keen on throwing this thing now, but just look around here and tell me if there's anything out of order or you feel misplaced or something of that sort.
Now, there was a missed withhold there that I didn't tell you. You said, look around here and see if you can have anything, and of course I observed it wasn't the usual rudiment that one expects.
I see.
So I had to be pernickety, but I didn't notice that.
Oh, all right. All right.
Now, there's nothing seems out of place.
Okay. Good enough. All right. Look around here and tell me if it's all right to audit in this room.
Yeah.
That's an all. Thank you very much. Good enough. Now, are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties?
Sure.
Well, there's just a little tiny tick on that. Anything you'd like to say concerning that?
No, I just flashed to talking about the difficulties of the getting the television set up into the new building.
All right.
Just flashed to that when you asked me the question.
All right. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties?
Sure.
All right, there's a little tick on that. So, who'd I have to be to audit you?
You.
All right, very good. Who would I have to be to audit you?
Just yourself.
All right, very good. Who would I have to be to audit you?
Well, I can't think of anybody better than yourself there now.
All right, very good. Let me check this. All right. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties?
Yes.
That's no, as can be. Thank you very much. That was the last command.
Right.
All right. Now, I don't think I've audited you very dress parade and so forth, or maybe a little coffee shop. Mm-hmm. So I can't ask you since the last session. But since your last session,
yes.
When was that?
Oh, about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. Since your last session, have you done anything you are withholding? I got a tick. That's it?
Fuse the lights, but I'm not withholding that.
All right, all right. You satisfied you've answered the question?
No, not really, because I wasn't withholding that. I already told you about that.
All right. All right. Let me repeat the command. Since your last session, mm-hmm. have you done anything you are withholding? That's the tick.
Well, possibly something to do with a meter read that I'm checking. Sometimes I'm not too sure of every meter read. I feel I set a high standard there.
All right. Very good. Let me check that on the meter here. Since your last session, have you done anything you are withholding? Now that's clean. Thank you very much. Okay. Now, do you have a present time problem? Well, now, I've got just a little tick there.
Well, problem getting that, sorry, the TV set up on over in the new building.
All right, very good. Let me check that on the meter. Do you have a present time problem? All right, that is an equivocal read. Let me check it once more. Do you have a present time problem? I have the tiniest, faintest suggestion of a reaction. It's hardly a reaction.
Well, what I think of now is I'm not very good at putting things on paper, and I did say I would draw a sketch of room, and I've started to do that, and that does present a little problem to me.
All right, very good. Let me check it on the meter now. Do you have a present time problem? I get a latent read on that now, so it's all right. Okay? Very good. All right. Now, I would like to run some havingness on you. What would you say to that?
Very good.
All right, very good. What is your havingness process?
Look around here and find something you could have.
All right. We'll at least check that out and see what we've got here. All right. The command I'm going to give you is look around here and find something you could have, okay? Now, is it could have or can have? Which has it been? Right?
Could have.
Could have. All right, here it is. Look around here and find something you could have.
That's the tea.
Very good. Look around here and find something you could have.
Your hair.
Very good. Squeeze the cans. Thank you. Look around here and find something you could have.
The camera.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
Curtains.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The paper clips.
Very good. The paper clip.
Clips.
Oh, my goodness, didn't even see him. All right. Look around here and find something you could have.
The carpet.
Very good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The switch gear over there.
Okay, squeeze the cans. All right. Lay your hands up on top of the table. Just relax them. Relax them now. Now close them. All right. Now just squeeze just these fingers. Yes. All right. Look around here and find something you could have.
There's three marks, roll plug marks on the wall.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The door.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
The fireplace.
Very good. Squeeze the cans. Well, that seems to work. That having this process seems to work. All right. But just on the offbeat chance that there's some suppressions on that.
Yes.
On having this processes, have you suppressed smell a mouse here on this having this process, okay?
All right.
Yeah. All right, Clark, and don't I action on it.
You want my hands up here still?
You can drop them.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Now, on having this processes, have you suppressed? What have you suppressed on a having this process? I got it here.
I've suppressed, suppressed the desire very often when being run on a process to beat the auditor to the command. In other words, I know what's coming and I'm halfway there and I've suppressed doing that.
Very good. All right. On having this process, have you suppressed? Yes, I've still got a reaction to it. Anything else you can think of? Should be suppressed anything.
Sometimes when people are running and having this process and they speak of permeating things and so on, I'm not always with them. And so I have suppressed any idea of getting up or saying, oh, that doesn't seem real to me.
All right, very good. All right. Let me try this again now. On having this processes, have you suppressed anything? That's no. At least for... Can I check it again?
Yeah.
On having this processes, have you suppressed anything? Well, now that read, that is latent. That is latent. That's an equivocal read. I'd better search it a little bit more. Can you think of anything else on suppressing things on a having this process? There it is.
Yes, another... starting a Q&A sometimes with myself, or argue with myself as to whether I was really doing the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so it stopped suppressed any idea of doing that. In other words, just do what I feel like doing when an order gives a command.
I see. And what have you suppressed there exactly? I didn't quite understand that.
Any idea that I wasn't doing the process correctly.
I see. All right. I got it. All right, let me check that now. On having this processes, have you suppressed anything? I've still got a bit of a reaction there. There's a tick.
Well, I haven't got a specific incident, but I've got a feeling that in running in sometimes... checking or having this process when I've been auditing, that I haven't always had an increase in the squeeze,
mm-hmm.
in the swing when I've gotten to squeeze the cans, and you sort of suppress that. Well, I oughtn't to pass this, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
I suppressed the fact that you hadn't really got the full swing on the needle that you should have.
I understand that. Okay. Let's try this again now. On having this processes, have you suppressed anything? That is clean, thank you very much. Okay, on having this processes, have you invalidated anything? Well, there's a latent read on that. And there's an immediate and a latent both.
What I got then was the first having this processes that I had run on me.
Oh, yeah.
By Pearson, which was mucking up gold balls and pulling them into me, and they all seemed to work very effectively.
All right.
So I suppose I have invalidated those processes by reason of the fact we're running more in present time processes on having this, you see.
All right. I get you. All right, let me check this now on the meter. On having this processes, have you invalidated anything? I've still got a reaction. That's it.
Yes, now this is something along the lines of another process might run down a person's having this,
mm-hmm.
and I've always sort of been guided by the fact that any process that turns on a condition will run it off.
Right.
And so I wouldn't interrupt it to run having this, despite the being advised to the contrary.
All right. Very good. All right, let me ask that question again. Check it here on the meter. On having this processes, have you invalidated anything? Now, that is probably clean. But let me make doubly sure here. On having this processes, have you invalidated anything? I've got a real reaction on that. It's a little tick tick. That's it. Right there. That's it.
Room upstairs I'm getting.
That's it.
Oh, this would be on you've published and said that it's when you can have the largest object in the room.
Right.
Now, then there is the tendency sometimes you find yourself starting off a process. I've only just realised this. I started off with a settee tonight when I was running and having this process. And so that hasn't, as far as my case, that particular point hasn't become real to me.
All right. Very good. All right. Let me check that now on the meter. On having this processes, have you invalidated anything? All right, that's an equivocal read because it read on invalidated. Is there something here about the word invalidated? Yes. What is this one, the word invalidated? I mean, that's what we're tripping over here. I'm not even asking you to answer this very seriously, but have you got something on the subject of invalidated?
No, it's very real to me.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, what the thought that comes to mind now is I always feel that I myself am easily invalidated.
Yeah.
And other people easily invalidate me.
Do you ever conclude somebody else was?
Pardon?
You ever conclude somebody else was easily invalidated? There's the tick.
My son.
All right. Okay. All right, there's a tick right there. There's a little double.
Well, what I was thinking of there, I've had this feeling of being, you know, easily invalidated when I'm not putting in those words. I had the feeling it must be something earlier than that.
Oh, all right. Well, now, we have no business tracking down this word invalidated anyhow, except it's getting in the road of my read.
Okay.
All right. So let me check it here on the meter again, see if we get the same phenomena, okay? On having this processes, have you invalidated anything? Now, we've got a little double read. We've got a little double tick here on invalidated and on anything. So we've got the lot here. Shed any light on that? There's a tick. There it is.
Well, of course. Again, I'm remembering something you told us. I've probably got this out of context. I'm not putting forward as data necessarily, but you suggested that having this was just something to keep the guy happy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and it doesn't make a lot of difference really. Or this is the impression I've got myself, and so I'm not all that bothered. I'm not all that concerned about running a PC's having this as such, because I feel that the major process is doing good.
Mm-hmm.
And although we do it and so on, I always feel that, well, I don't think we should really. It's necessary to do all this with a having.
All right. Very good. Let me check that on the meter now. All right. On having this processes, have you invalidated anything? All right. The read has now altered, but I've still got a read, but you're making progress now.
Yeah. This, of course, comes to the session in the Mayflower.
Oh, yeah.
That I was running. And there was a tick on the radiator in the other room.
Yes.
And I felt afterwards that process had been probably spoilt as a reason that I let the PC take control to some extent at that stage.
Mm.
So probably invalidated that session to some degree.
All right.
Having a session.
All right. Thank you. Now let's see what we've got here on the meter. All right. On having this processes, have you invalidated anything? All right, we've still got a tickety bang here. Is there some early having this process that you said didn't work or wouldn't work or anything like that? I tell you, let me be frank here. There's a bit of a double tick missed withhold on mm-hmm. this. See? So
yeah,
somebody must have missed one.
Well, this again, let's go early back to this having this process that I used to, that Pearson used to run on me. And for the life of me, I used to get most cross when we're doing a process and I'd go dope off and he'd say, okay, muck up 8 gold balls and put them into you, see?
Yeah.
And I used to do this. And sure enough, I used to get very cross that this would work.
Oh, yeah.
And in the end, it got to such a state I'd be doping off and he'd just say, muck up, and I'll say, okay, I'll wake up, you see? And I used to wake up and I've invalidated the process and decided to wake up myself or put this interpretation onto it at that time.
All right.
I'll explain that to you.
Okay, yes, I understand that. Very good. All right, let me check this now. On having this process, have you invalidated anything? All right, we've changed the read markedly now.
Yes.
And we've got a broader one. Did person miss a withhold on you?
Okay, I must have missed a hell of a lot.
No, I mean on the having this process. Did he miss that withhold? Just germane to that?
I didn't tell him that.
You didn't tell him
that? I told him as far as that. I didn't explain to him that I had invalidated the process in any way.
Yeah.
But I did make the remark to him, all right, I'll wake up.
All right.
So you needn't run the process.
All right. Thank you. Let me check that on the meter again. On having this process, have you invalidated anything? Well, what do you know? Our read is now latent.
Good.
So we're getting there. We're getting there. But I'll recheck this later. And right now, on having this processes, have you failed to reveal anything? I've got no read on that. On having this processes, have you been careful of anything? We've got a read now.
Well, that's always very, as I say, careful to do the command when the auditor says.
Mm-hmm.
Careful to squeeze the cans right at the ends so as to make sure we're getting a read. Careful, of course, to try and get the process out of the way so that we can get on with the main body of the session.
All right. Very good. Let me check that now. On having this process, have you been careful of anything? All right, we've got a couple of reads here now on this, all of which amount to nothing. But I better check this and just make sure. Now, listen very carefully to the auditing command now. On having this process, have you been careful of anything? Now, I've got a read right at the end. Got a read there. Nice one. Shed a little light on this.
Well, I'm careful to try, when I'm running a having this process, to get the squeeze before I start to run and after a few commands. Sometimes I've slipped up, but it's something I sort of take pains to do because sometimes I forget to do it. So therefore I'm careful when I do to try and get this done.
All right, very good. Let me check that again. On having this processes, have you been careful of anything? All right. I'm going to read that once more. On having this processes, have you been careful of anything? Now, as far as we're concerned, we're dodging around on this. I'm going to test it one more time. On having this processes, have you been careful of anything? I've got a read there. I've definitely still got a read. It's a different read than you had, so you're cleaning it up.
Mm-hmm.
Shed any light on this. There it is. There it is.
careful to look behind me sometimes when I'm running a process, so that when I'm having the process run, so as I get all the room in. And one other thing comes to me, careful, yes, to make sure that I include the auditor sometimes, so the guy won't feel insulted.
All right, very good, very good, thank you. All right, let me check that again. On having this processes, have you been careful of anything? And that is clean as a wolf's tooth. Thank you very much. I'm going to run all of the middle rudiments now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On having this processes, have you told anyone a half-truth? Now, let me check that again. It might have been a read. On having this processes, have you told anyone a half-truth? No, that's clean. On having this processes, have you told anyone an untruth? Let me check that again. On having this processes, have you told anyone an untruth? There is a tick.
Well, sometimes, like this evening, sometimes I start the process off and you sort of say, you're going to have something. And then you wonder whether you really are having it. And to that degree, one is telling an untruth.
All right. All right, thank you. Let me check that now. On having this processes, have you told anyone an untruth? Got a tick? Maybe that was my reading of it. On having this processes, have you told anyone an untruth? This is tagging around here. It doesn't quite settle down on this. I'll check it once more. On having this processes, have you told anyone an untruth? Definitely a little reaction there. Shed any light on that? There it is.
Something I wasn't this comes on TR10. I've instructed people not to use that in the test for having this, and I'm not quite sure whether that's true or not.
All right, very good.
Wrong data coming up, maybe.
All right, okay. Let me check it again. On having this processes, have you told anyone an untruth? All right, I'll have to check it once more. On having this processes, have you told anyone an untruth? That is clean. Okay. On having this processes, have you said something only to impress someone? That's clean. On having this processes, have you tried to damage someone? On having this processes, have you tried to damage someone? I've got a reaction.
Well, what I thought of is not of doing this, but somebody once told me that anybody who was put in the family way, if you ran having this on them, it might help them get rid of the baby.
Oh, I see.
And I always thought this was rather... I didn't like this idea, but I've never done that, I swear.
All right, all right. Okay. All right. On having this process, have you ever tried to damage someone? That is clean. I will check it once more. On having this processes, have you ever tried to damage someone? I get no read on that. Okay. Now, on having this processes, have you tried to influence the e-meter? All right, I get equivocal reaction. I will ask it again just to check it on the meter. On having this processes, have you tried to influence the e-meter? I got a reaction.
Well, this is on the... Sometimes I feel you squeeze the cans a bit harder to get the... On having this process, squeeze the cans a bit harder to get a read so that we can get onto something else.
All right, very good. Very good. Thank you. Let me check it on the meter now. On having this process, have you tried to influence the e-meter? Got a reaction? Instant button. Right on the button.
Well, this, what I think of there is, I mean, it's a tried to. You're finding a hair in this process, you always try to move the needle over so that you found it.
All right, very good, very good. All right, let me check this now. On having this process, you're trying to influence an e-meter. All right, there's a reaction on that. Tiny bit tardy, but there might be something else there.
Well, here again, it's a question of, like now, my hands are warm and moist, and I feel inclined that before you test for heaviness, that it would only be fair on me if you allow me to dry my hands.
I see.
So to that degree, there's an attempt to influence the meter.
All right, very good. Let me ask the question again. On heaviness processes, have you tried to influence the E-meter? And we got a dead one there that's clear as black hole. Okay?
Good.
Very clear?
Thank you.
All right. Now, on heaviness processes, have you failed to answer a command? And we got a reaction.
Well, I just got a whole... must be a number of commands I didn't answer on heaviness at times, you know. Especially if you've just come out of something and the auditor's struggling to get you around again and the bat's on.
All right.
I know I just get an occasion in my last auditing here where the auditor said, did you answer commands? So I said, no, there's some commands you missed. So he said, well, give me answers now. So I gave him the three answers and seemed to clear it up.
All right. Let me check this down. On heaviness processes, have you failed to answer an auditing command? It's clean. All right?
Yeah.
Because some student would think that wasn't clean, I'm going to ask again. On heaviness processes, have you failed to answer an auditing command? All right. There is the tiniest suggestion of slowdown. Let's be pedantic about it.
Good.
That first session, you just gave me some a few minutes ago.
The first session with Pearson?
Yes,
I suppose I didn't answer that command when I said, okay, I'll wake up. And you possibly... Yes, that would be the time.
All right.
I just didn't do the command.
All right. Okay, let me check that again. On having this process, if you fail to answer an auditing command, all right, we still got a reaction. There's something there.
Well, this is running copper by dupe when Pearson was running it on me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the command. I mean, I may have got this twisted up with a heaviness command in those days, and it's a question then of his asking me the temperature of a book, and how the hell could I tell the temperature of the book because I hadn't got a thermometer with me anyway, but it was something round about, and I gave him an answer, but I never felt I'd really answered that question.
All right, very good. Now, let me ask this in relationship to a heaviness command.
Yes.
Now, on running a heaviness process, if you fail to answer a command, there's something there.
I've got mine on somebody else.
Yeah, what's that?
When I... let a PC get away without answering a command, even though that queried it.
All right.
Got that time. And, they said, did I answer all those commands? And I said, yes. And on reflection, I thought, no, they didn't. And so the poor guy's going there with an unanswered heaviness command.
All right. Is there one on yourself? I'd probably freed it, but... a specific answer on that.
Well, there's one with my last auditing again when I missed out on one. This would be the same session I was talking about where I'd said at the end of the time I hadn't answered all the command.
All right. Okay. Good enough. Now let me check this. On having this process, have you failed to answer an auditing command? That's clean. As wandery as the needle looks, it actually is clean, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are going to resume this heaviness activity, and we'll get back right into it now, if that's all right with you. And how about you squeezing the cans. All right, thank you very much. Good enough. I'm back in your lab. All right. Here's the next command. Look around here and find something you could have.
Those flowers.
Very good. Look around here and find something you could have.
That arm of the settee.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
Key in the lock.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
Fire.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
An ashtray.
Good. Look around here and find something you could have.
Telephone.
Good enough. Squeeze the cans. All right. That heaviness command is for the birds.
Okay.
Okay. And not to go into one of endless this and that, we are going to start more or less at the bottom. And if it works, dandy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, put down the cans, would you? All right, we're going to run feel that.
Good.
All right. Feel that tablecloth.
Yeah.
Thank you. Feel that board. Okay, thank you. Feel that ashtray. Okay, thank you. Feel that curtain. Okay, thank you. Pick up the cans now, would you? All right, squeeze them. Like a breeze. Okay, put them down. All right, feel that chair. Thank you. Feel that jacket. Okay, thank you. Feel the top of your head. Okay, thank you. Feel your right ear. Okay, thank you. Feel your left ear. Okay, thank you. Feel your tie. Okay, thank you. Feel your chair. Okay, thank you. Feel the tablecloth. Okay, thank you. Pick up the cans. All right. Squeeze the cans. Dandy. All right. Now, I'm going to give you two more commands, and then we'll end this process, if that's all right with you.
Yes.
All right. Feel that can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Feel that can.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much. That's the end of anything you care to say before I end?
No, thank you.
All right. End of process. Okay. Now, we're going on into the end rudiments. All right. Here we go. In this session, have you told me a half-truth, untruth? In this session, have you told me an untruth? I better check that again. In this session, have you told me an untruth? I really don't have a read here. But I'm getting a little double tick. That's all right. We'll catch it. Let me check this once more. In this session, have you told me a half-truth, untruth, tried only to impress me? Did you just think of something there?
I just thought that I have been trying to be a good pre-clear.
Oh, all right.
At times, yes.
All right. Thank you. Have you tried only to impress me? All right. Have you tried to impress anybody else?
It was probably the crowd downstairs that was, you know, I just thought of them. But,
all right. Have you tried to impress them?
Yes, I think so.
All right, okay, let me check this again. In this session, have you tried to impress anyone? All right, there's a tick on that.
Yes, I think I tried to impress you on the subject of this early subjective havingness processes that I mean, I'm very fond of those, and I think probably I was trying to get that line over to you.
Okay, all right. Let me check this again. In this session, have you tried to impress anyone? Cleaner than wolf's tooth. Okay. In this session, have you tried to damage anyone? Tick. That's it?
Tried not to damage anyone.
All right, all right.
I can't.
Tried to damage anyone? Tried positively to damage anyone? Got a tick there. We're wandering around here with a tick.
Well, there could be a try to damage, there's a possibility of damage of Pearson.
Oh, really?
Saying that he didn't, that he let me get away with that unanswered command.
All right, okay, all right. Let me check that now. In this session, have you tried to damage anyone? All right. Let me check this now and listen Listen to this auditing demand. In this session, have you tried to damage anyone? Clean. Okay, thank you. All right. In this session, have you deliberately tried to influence the e-meter? Thank you very much. That's clean. In this session, have you failed to answer any question or command? I got a clank here. What's this? In this session, have you failed to answer any question or command?
Well, I did. I altered a command. So, yeah. In as much as you said, look around in front of your head, but I first thought of that settee, and then instead of giving you that answer, that was the answer I failed to give you, I gave you the arm of the settee instead.
Oh, all right. All right. Let me check that now. In this session, have you failed to answer any question or command? This is practically clean, but there's a tiniest slowdown now. Can you think of another one, or that one, or any one of them?
That one, yes, and that was followed by the key where I... No, I'm sorry, it was followed by the telephone when I was... I sort of made up my mind to have that. And then thought, well, now I was ahead of me, I've beaten the gun, so I changed to the telephone in the answer. So you didn't get the that command, that answer.
All right. Are you satisfied you just answered the auditing question?
Yes.
All right, very good. In this session, have you failed to answer any question or command? Now, this is nervous. This is a nervous little tiny needle here. I'm sorry to be driving you around the bend on this.
Well, what I'm getting on this is, just when you asked me then, was this question of having, again, whether I had really had these up or decided I could have them when I named them off to you.
Oh, all right.
I'm sort of chanting names to you rather than definitely saying deciding I could have them.
Oh, all right. Excellent. All right, let me check this now. In this session, have you failed to answer any question or command? Got a reaction here. Just let me steer this. Just think over the session here for a moment. Let me see what I've got here. Questions or commands you've answered in this session. There it is. There it is again.
Some two of these cans. You say you're going to give me two more commands of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to put the cans down.
Oh, I see.
So there was a non-spoken command to keep them in my hand, which is the nearest I can get one. It sounds horrible, get out, but that's the nearest I can get to.
All right. Did you feel those two there when I
felt the
them?
Two, but no, but in before there, you see, I thought you were going to say put them down on the table.
Oh,
I anticipated that command.
Mm-hmm.
So there was the unspoken command to keep them in my hands, but I went to put them down, do you see? So to that degree, I didn't fully carry out the unspoken command. I put them down. It's a totally cheating
right.
way of getting around this. I hope you clear this.
All right. Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. There's a tick. All right. In this session, have you failed to answer any question or command? Now I've got a reaction on command. There it is. There it is. There it is.
It's not getting easy.
There it is. There it is.
Well, this is the beginning of the session then.
Mm-hmm.
When you said, has the session started for you?
Mm-hmm.
said, yes. He said, you sure that? I'm not sure that I answered that second command. Oh, sure of it. It's as near as I can get to anything there. In other words, you ask me a question, or which is a command, because you're asking for something, and I can't recall definitely giving you an answer to the second question.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right. Let me ask you this question again. In this session, have you failed to answer any question or command? That is clean. Thank you very much. Now, in this session, have I missed a withhold on you? All right, let me ask it again. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? I got a tick.
Well, the only thing was that I didn't tell you names of auditors, all the auditors and PCs that I was referring to.
All right, very good. Let me ask that again. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? Tick.
This is to do with having these processes running of them. Perhaps you didn't get the. I said occasionally that I've done this. You didn't get the time, place, form, and event of times when I hadn't.
All right. Let me check this again. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? Once more, I'm going to check that very carefully now. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? There is a hang-up right on the end of that. Could you answer that?
Yes, this is it's again the full circumstances of letting a PC not answer a happiness command.
All right. Now let me understand this now. The full circumstance of not letting a PC answer. Did that happen in this session? Now, what did you refer to? I just didn't...
During this, I told you about when I was running and having this process,
right,
and so on, so that had you pressed me, you could have had some more details about that, and I didn't tell you all about it.
All right, very good. Now, let me ask you again. In this session, have I missed a withhold on you? That's clean. Thank you. All right. Now, are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties?
Yes.
I got a little tick on that. What do you suppose that's all about?
For God's sake, don't let this one be out, Clot.
Huh?
For God's sake, don't let this one be out, Clot.
All right. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? Seems to be clean now. All right, what were you doing? Making sure that wasn't seen? All right. Now look around here and tell me if you can have anything.
Yes.
All right. I've got a slight tick on that, so I'm going to run a few more commands of having this, okay? Would you put down your cans? All right. Feel that cloth. Okay. Feel that ashtray. Okay. Feel that board. Okay. Feel those paper clips. All right. Feel your right sleeve. Good. Feel your left sleeve. Good. All right. Pick up the cans. Okay. All right. Look around here and tell me if you can have anything.
Yes.
All right. You get a bang on that.
Hmm?
You get a slight bang on that. Just even so, look around here and tell me if you can have anything.
Yes.
All right. Now, I get a bang on that. Is there any way you'd care to answer that?
Well, I can have the door and...
All right. Let me check that now on the meter. Look around here and tell me if you can have anything. All right, thank you very much. That's clean. All right. Now, have you made any part of your goals for this session?
Well, we certainly got the reasons cleaned up.
All right. Okay. And have you made any other gains in this session you would care to mention?
Yes, I feel a lot freer and brighter now, and this isn't propitiation. I feel felt a bit heavy and nervous when I came into session. I mean, it sprung a surprise on me, and I did, but I feel very, very free. And well, I'm very happy now that I can go through a session like this in front of the audience. Now I remember them again.
All right.
I think it's quite a game.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything you would care to ask or say before I end this session?
Yes, I'm interested to know what the tone arm action was on running these rudiments.
Well, your tone arm action here, your tone arm action with sensitivity at 2, pardon me, at 16, you're sitting here on 2. You came into session at about a 2.5, and then you went down to about 1.75. So the total tone arm action has been 0.75, and oddly enough, the greatest action you have gotten has been on havingness. And I think that that answers your question. I can add something else on the thing.
Please.
I think your havingness process has not been functional. That this is a clean sweep. As everybody that I have checked havingness processes on, the havingness process doesn't work. So that's from my viewpoint. But you've got 0.75 action there, and it's been very good.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Do I view if I end this session now?
Yes.
All right. Here it is. End of session.
Thank you.
All right. Session ended for you?
Yes.
All right.
Thank
Tell
you.
Me I'm no longer auditing you.
You're no longer auditing me.
Okay. Take a break.